I have no way of knowing. The car has tinted glass, but it only seats two, so at least one person is left here. And there were no other cars on the road. No. He could have gone in the other direction, Morelli said. He wouldn't have gone far. It dead ends in a quarter mile. The moon was low in the sky, spilling silver dollars of light onto the water. We looked back at the white refrigerator truck. The cooler motor hummed quietly in the darkness. Maybe we should take another look at the truck, Morelli said. His tone gave me an uneasy feeling, and I didn't want to voice the question that had popped into my head. We'd already determined Lewis wasn't in the cab. What was left? We returned to the truck, and Morelli scanned the outside thermostat controls for the refrigeration unit. What's it set at? I asked. 20. Why so cold? Morelli stepped down and moved to the back door. Why do you think? Somebody's trying to freeze something? That would be my guess, too. The back door to the truck was held closed by a heavy-duty bolt and padlock. Morelli weighed the padlock in the palm of his hand. Could be worse, he said. He jogged to the van and returned with a small hacksaw. I nervously looked around the lot. I didn't especially want to get caught hijacking a meat truck. Isn't there a better way to do this? I stage whispered over the rasp of the saw. Can't you just pick the lock? This is faster, Morelli said. Just keep your eyes peeled for a night watchman. The saw blade lunged through the metal, and the lock swung open. Morelli threw the bolt back and pulled on the thick insulated door. The interior of the truck was Stygian black. Morelli hauled himself up onto the single-step bumper, and I scrambled after him, wrestling my flashlight out of my shoulder bag. The frigid air pressed against me and took my breath away. We both trained our lights on the frost-shrouded walls. Huge, empty meat hooks hung from the ceiling. Nearest the door was the large trim barrel I'd seen them roll out earlier in the afternoon. The empty barrel stood nearby, its lid slanted between the barrel and the truck wall.